Jerry Urban, who also took the hadith of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, who bought olive oil at the market. And after he collected it from that person, before he left that place, the man met him, and the man wanted to buy it from him. So Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu wanted to conclude the transaction with him at that point. And someone held him by the hands, and possibly saved his father, radiallahu anhu, and he said to him, "Last day you don't send it here. Kind of ta'ta, where you have bought it. Hatta ta'hudahu ila rahim. Until you take it to your place. فإن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى أن تباع السلع حيث تباع. So the Messenger of Allah forbade the sale of commodities where they are bought. حتى يحوز التجار إلى دخلهم. Till the traders, the merchants, indicate to their places. I think the escalation of this one is still fresh. وعنه مكوس من عبد الله بن عمر قال قلت يا رسول الله اسال او مثل لهم اني ابيع بالبقيه او سال كوموديتي بالبقيه او بقيه بقيه is the place where the dead ones are buried in Medina, very close to the mosque of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Scholars said, maybe in the past, there used to be a kind of market very close to that place, that is very close to the grave, to the cemetery. Some said, is a mistake from one of the reporters, that is not that I will say this thing is battery is the Nakl. And Nakl is also is a market, a place, so to say, not far from Medina. But which one is being referred to here? Is it battery or Nakl? Scholars say that does not really matter. What matters here is the message that the Lord wants to pass. فأبيع بالدنانير I will sell commodities like camels or so to people with دنانير I will sell to them in dinar. And what is dinar? What is dinar? Gold. Dinar, gold. So you will sell in gold to people. Someone will buy a camel, for instance, on credit, saying what maybe both of them will agree, for instance, on let's say 10 dinars, for instance. They are few of 10 dinars. So the person buys on credit, he sells on credit. But when the person is to pay me, what you will have with him is what? Darahim. What is dirham? Dinar. Instead of not taking the gold from him, I'll take what? I'll take silver. وَأَبِيُّهِ دَرَائِمْ وَأَخُذُ دَنَارِيمْ At times, the argument I'll have with somebody who is buying on credit is the argument of what? Silver. But when it is time for the boy, if you know about silver with him, وَأَخُذُ دَنَارِيمْ I'll not take gold. أخذ هذا من هذه وأوجع هذه من هذا. I will take this on place of this and I will give this in place of this. Now look at this companion. He wanted to know maybe he has committed any error. And a lot of us today, when we make transactions, we don't bother whether our transaction is in line with what, whether it is in line with the Sunnah or not. The most important thing is just what to amass with. No, we said that Umar of Allah said, La yattajid fi suqina illa mutafaqi. Any person who does not have fiqh of real, of transaction, should not come to our market to sell. Wa illa akala riba. Let me fall into riba. You know, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companion, he said, Ya mashal al-tujjar, he said, O group of traders. He said, a lot of traders, they are going to us to help. Except those who are truthful. So the shah is there, he has told this companion, based on what they have from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they try to correct some of their transactions. They try to know the Islamic ruling on some of these transactions. So when it was said that watch, this is what I will do. Faqala Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Baba, no problem. And ta'udahana bisulil yawmiha, for you to take it like that, where you are taking it, but on condition that it will be the equivalent of that thing, that gold in silver that you take, or the equivalent of that silver in gold is what you take. Somebody is owing you $2 for instance, is owing you $2. But when we should forgive you the $2, he doesn't have $2, he has naira with him. Can you take it? This is the question. Can you take it? Can you take naira in place of what? Dollar. Or can you take dollar in place of naira? He said what? There is no harm. As long as what is what? The Surya Mina. The price for that. If you didn't want to take it, what is the price of that, of dollar in that case? So when you know the price of dollar to be, for instance, 162 naira against what? $1. And the person is owing you how many? He's owing you $2. That means you can take how much? You can take 324 from that person. Huh? Not less than that and not more than that. Why not less than that and not more than that? Who can tell us the meaning? Okay. Hand to hand equal to equal. Okay. Is that agreed upon? Hand to hand equal to equal?
No.
No. Okay. Equal to equal? Okay. No. Is there a must that when I want to exchange naira with dollar, it must be what? It must be equal to equal.
No.
I want to exchange naira with dollar. What is the condition that is composed?
It must be equal to no, hand to hand.
Hand to hand only. Hand to hand only. That is what is compulsory. That is what is what? Compulsory. If you are changing, both of them they belong to the same group. Huh? Both of them are what? Currency. So once you exchange a currency with another currency, one condition ought to be fulfilled, and that is what? Hand to hand. That is no work of. And that's why when you want to, maybe somebody is what is abroad, you are in Nigeria, both of you want to exchange naira and dollar. Huh? So that was really representative of East, maybe here, then the representative of yours here. So as you are given his own representative, he will be given your own what? Representative. So this will be what? As if both of you are just given, you are exchanging it immediately. So there is nothing like what, take this dollar, or I want to exchange naira for dollar. Okay, Evangwani or bring me to the evening. So you give him the dollar that you want to exchange. He now comes back in the evening bringing what, the naira, riba. So it has to work. He has to come with the naira, then you'll be holding your own dollar. As you are giving him the dollar, he'll be giving you what? Naira. So Sharia does not say that what must be equal to equal. Because what the Messenger of Allah said here is that what? For it has called for Tahani Asna for the local Bashiki. If they are different, they belong to what? Different things. For the local Bashiki, you say the way it is Akana Yadan, yearly. As long as what is what? Hand to hand. Obviously. So, gold, for instance, is in the past, they will use it as what? Currency. It still has the value of currency now. So, likewise, silver. So, both of them, they are the same genes, but they are not the same. But they belong to the same group, but not the same kind. Obviously. So in this case, you can exchange hand to hand, or you must exchange hand to hand, but not just one of necessary words equal to equal. This is what we've established. Likewise, someone wants to exchange foodstuff, another foodstuff. So they come towards the same group of what foodstuff. But they're not the same as country. Let's say, rice and beans. Rice and what? Beans. It must watch hand to hand. Not necessarily what equal. Where is it beans and beans? Huh? Rice and rice, one can change rice with another, maybe a rosso and the it will watch hand to hand, stroke, it's equal to the expedition. But in this case now, somebody is owing me dollar. So I now go to him, I want to take watch my dollar. Not that I don't have dollar with me. So can you take a so Messenger of Allah or as we have it in Hadith, he said that what? It is permissible others. If the car is sorry, you will be hard. It is what? The fact that I'm saying for that day. So if you want to go by the Hadith of what? Hand to hand. Huh? If you want to go back to the other end of hand to hand, you say what? For this is what? Is not only hand to hand that is mentioned here, you also have what? Equal to equal. Are you with me? Two things are mentioned here. Is that can and is so you know here? If it's what? And it is the same problem. Labas and Dapula is so you know. Ma'alam tatakarroko wabe in a human shape. As long as what both of you have not packaged and there is something still pending. So both of you have not packaged and something still pending, that is what hand to hand. But what about the same year we have? The same. So it means that what the hadith contradicts somehow what we know of what. For example, Fatahabi Asna, Fadirika Ibashitu. If they are what? Different, then you can say the way you like, as long as what it is hand to hand. Is it clear? Yeah. Eh? What you are saying in essence is that what? We have to know what is known as riba wiya, things that are riba items. Not everything is riba items. Riba items. According to what is clear from the available hadith, riba items are measurable foodstuff, and currency. All currencies are what riba items. Measurable foodstuff, they also what? Riba items. So if you want to exchange riba items that belong to the same group, like the currency, for instance, you want to exchange a currency with another currency, it must work hand to hand. If you want to exchange a currency which works with the same currency, two conditions ought to be fulfilled. Hand to hand equal to equal. So you want to exchange naira with naira. New notes, huh? Like what people will do, 1,000 naira, they will give us what? 900 naira. What is this? Naira, naira. So in Islam, no. 1,000 naira that new must watch. They change 1,000 naira that old. Because both of them, they are the same. They are the same. But in the case of the other one, naira and dollar, they are not the same. But both of them are currency. Only one condition is what's needed, and that is what? Hand to hand. The same thing that you do here, you do when you are talking about measurable food stuff. But now I want to exchange currency with what? Measurable food stuff. These are no what? No hand to hand, if I like. No import to import. Because they're not the same. Fine, both of them, they are riba items, but they do not belong to the same group, the same class. So, and that's why you buy something on credit for somebody. You go away with it. And also, don't forget when you say, you buy, beru. So you go away with it. You not pay the person. So both of you are exchanging, but you not pay the person because this is currency, and this is what? Foodstuff. Or something else. So no harm. But if I tell you that what, okay, let us, I want to buy dollar from you. You come up with what? The habit of what? Hand to hand. Because those of them are currency. You come up with the list of hand to hand. I want to buy naira from you. So you come up with the list of what? Hand to hand and likewise what? Equal to equal. How this is playing. But if they are not the same, you don't fall into the same group or same class. So they fall in different groups so that there is no hand. It is not a must that it must be hand to hand, it must be equal to equal. That's why you can pay in advance expecting your commodity. And that's why you can give somebody expecting what the money comes in. But you can't do that when you are dealing with what currency. You can't do that when you are dealing with what exchanging one foodstuff with another. Stop, you can't do that. How to display now? Now, this hadith that you are taking now, somebody is owing me. He's owing me. So, he's owing me dollar. When I now come to him, he now say, well, I don't have dollar. I have what? Naira. Can I collect the naira from him? And this person is owing me. Huh? Yes?
Yes.
The hand to hand?
No.
It's only me.
Yes.
No, this brother, I loan him or not. Brother, loan or bought something from me. The most important is that God is owing me.
Yes.
Now, he forgives me what is. What is owing me?
Yes.
In that sense, what he doesn't have.
Naira.
What is compulsory when you loan somebody? What is compulsory on the person to return?
Exact amount.
The exact what?
Amount.
So when I loan you full stop, I can loan you full stop, you can loan me full stop. I can loan you money, you can also loan you money. So when I loan you, I should give you not necessarily that thing. Because if it is loan, that means it means you can give me something similar. But if it is what? If it is a area, that is are allowed to make use of it. Huh? In that case, you have to give me that particular thing. How this is played. So what is expected is that you give me something similar, not the exact that thing particularly. So I loan you $1. So if you want to give me back, is it that same, is it the $1 that I gave you, the exact one that you have to give me? You give me what? $1 like that. Huh? So what now comes to you, you don't have the $1 with you. So you have naira with you. Can you give me, this is what he's saying here, you can give, but it should be what? It must be hand to hand, and it must be what? Equivalent to that thing. Not the price of yesterday, not the price of tomorrow, but the price of what? Today. That's what the hadith is saying. So the hadith, we look at it what? It doesn't agree with what the hadith of what the Salafat hadith as now from UK for Shito, the Rakana Yadan, yes. So another way scholar will say what? This is Akhashu. This is more specific than the hadith that the other hadith. So we treat it this way. So that then you are told to know how to go by our transactions. So let me ask this question. Somebody gives you money, for instance, and you see, and the person says, okay, this money assists me in delivering it to somebody. Somebody gives you, let's say, $1,000 for it, $1,000 in America, while you are here, and it says, assist me in delivering this to somebody in Nigeria. So can you make use of that money? Let's see that. Well, you are sure that you get one, when you make use of it, yeah, you have $1,000 that you can give to that person. You have to ask what? Okay. So when you ask the function of that person that, please, I want to make use of this thing, what state are you now? So you are not assisting him to leave him now. Now you are borrowing from him. You are borrowing from him. So which means what you have to pay. But when he says what, assist me in delivering this thing to somebody, if that money gets lost and there is no evidence that what, you are negligent, you are not responsible. Huh? You are not responsible. Is that clear? So it's not it's not that you must pay back. Because you are trying to assist him. So and because something unfortunately happened, so you are not going to pay back. Unless you disprove that what you play a game for what you are negligent. But if you are not negligent and so that what you are trying to destroy him, you are not what? Responsible for that. But when you now say what? Can I make use of this money? Now you are what? A borrower. If that money gets lost, are you responsible or not?
Yes,
you are responsible. Okay, that is one thing. When you now make use of the money you now get to Nigeria, the person has said what? You should watch at least in delivering this money to somebody. When you get to Nigeria, so are you going to deliver that money to that person straight, or you should actualize, you should still deliver the money? It's act of previous order that, okay, so they conclude that, okay, this money if you want to return it to, you return it to transfer person. It's still working. Why if you don't mention that, it's somehow confusing. So that has to be taken between both of you. So these are things that you ought to know because people will fall in things like this. Huh? Okay, let me add this again. $1,000 assist me when you get to Nigeria in converting this $1,000 to Naira. Then give me the so and so person. You assist me first in converting it to Naira and what? You deliver it to someone. So when you now relocate, I can use this money since I have $1,000, can you use it? Because that is not what is difficult for you. So you have to make that clear. So you get $1,000 when you get home, that is if you get it with a loan, you get it, then you now exchange it. You do the exchange yourself. Then what you now give it to the person that you have to. So these are things that you have to be very, very careful. There is no shortcut to some of these things. One of the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sent him to Khaybar, he was coming with dates. He brought dates and gave dates to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Messenger of Allah looked at the date. This date is good. Is this how the day, all the days of Khaybar look like? He said, no. What I did is that what we bought a star of this good day with two stars of this inferior date and brought this. What was the response of the Messenger of Allah? He said, what? I am a river. This is what river. Look at that voice. He now said to him that this and Jama, he said, what this inferior did, the two saw, he said, this Jama in by collecting what? Silver. By collecting what? Silver currency. Then use the dirham that you have collected to buy the superior date. The same result. Do you agree?
Yes.
So I can tell the person that is selling the date, the superior one. Then okay, I can give you two star of what the inferior date and collect. So you give me what a star of what the superior one. And we do that. This that you have done, and what message of Allah has what advised to do. The result is what? At the end of it all, I'm having a star of what? A good day with me at the end of it all. But he said that one is what? This one is the river. So that the person has to go this way. So when it comes to the issue of river, a lot of you will fall into things like this. And what is all this? So you look at it as relation. And riba is what in Akbar is Kabari. One of the words in previous that one has to be very, very careful. And that's why one wants that the person may eat what riba if he doesn't know the rules of the transaction. So the hadith is said to be said for power of Sulas of Lava Santa Kuda, the Solomia, there's nothing wrong in taking it to the price of that day. Madam Tafaraka, as long as both of you do not separate for the inner machine, and there is something pending that is out of the watch and to hand to hand, and everything was watched for the complete. We said something. That somebody comes to you and he brings $1,000 and says, please change me this money. You now collect the $1,000 from me. You now look, so you're able to get $800. I said, okay, this is $800. You collect $1,000, this is $800. I'm going to $200. Riba. Riba. Why riba? Because ordinarily, if look at this, if both of you agree, okay, if we are talking about the same currency now, If the same currency is not what? It is riba. Obviously, if the same currency is riba. So you have to collect that same amount from that person. So, but I'm in need of change the smaller denomination. And if person doesn't have it complete, who can tell us the solution here? You borrow from the person. You'll be owing. That means you will not give him that 1,000 naira. That means you are owing him now. You have borrowed from, not that what you have exchanged. So you now come back to give me the amount. How is it play? So that is a river. And that's what he's saying, that's what? Madam, that's the Faraka of the Yakuma shape. If there are different currencies, there are different currencies. So if both of you have not agreed that what? This $1 is 150. In that case, what? Take this 120, I'll balance you what? I'll balance you 40 naira or so later. It takes the $1 from you. That is also not what is not correct. Because he has not given you the amount that what that both of you have agreed upon to be the equivalent. How this is clear? Unless both of you agree that what the equivalent is what 120, then you take the 120, that means it's no more owing you. But for you to take to go away with 120 saying what is still owing you, so you fall under what? Malam tatafarraqa wa bainakuma shay'. All this is left. So there should be nothing left. There should be nothing left. So it should be the exact watch on that day that you watch both of you. All this is left. So you will give you that. I'm going to take everything complete. With this one, is free from here. Riga. Inshallah, we will stop.
Is it allowed for me to, like, I'm a trader and I do borrow money to trade? So now giving like a millionaire, and the person, I tell for the person in time. So in the case of borrowing, the person now has to do some good for me. We're on credit. Or the time we agreed on. When the time is, so the person just asking me that, okay, once you know the amount that I'm paying you, then I should balance it. Yeah. Is that the amount of money? The other thing is, someone sent me like $1, maybe $1,000, and at that time the person sent it to me, the rate was, let's say, like, someone sent me, when he told me, $1,000. So when I want to pay back the money, the value then probably is like a 150 or even later. So will I send the exact money borrowed, the exact rate of dollar I borrowed this thing, or the present one that I will send?
Now, for that, is the second question. Who can answer it? So it doesn't matter how much it was worth when you borrowed. As long as what you are not returning the same currency. That is, you are not returning the currency that he gave to you. Somebody loaned you 10,000 naira about 15 years ago. You are owing him what? 10,000 naira. So the fact that all there has been inflation, there has been this, doesn't matter. You give him back, it was 10,000 naira. If 10,000 naira was enough to build house at the time that you loaned him, and today 10,000 naira is not. So you are still owing 10,000 naira, you give him 10,000 naira. How is it clear? But if you are not giving him what you have given to him, so that means you have to give the variance. you don't have to give him the equivalent of. And this is what you have just treated now. I said somebody is calling you. So you want to pay the person, you want to collect from you, or the person wants to pay you. But he doesn't have what? Doesn't have dollar. Maybe he's owing you dollar. Doesn't have dollar. Can you pay in naira? Yes, what is the condition? It was what? I think one of there must be what? The other currency must be available. The other currency must be available. No one is not available. That is one you are owing now. So we want to pay. It's like you are exchanging. But what is that? Where is the one for that person? Previously. Or say what he was paying before. That is what he was paying. So it's like what is with what is what you use to exchange that new thing. How to express? It's like what if you should watch, you will use to exchange it. Because that thing is on his neck. So, and that's why it's acceptable according to what he had. Now, that's the first question that you ask. These scholars will call as a call. I'm calling you, you are owing me. I'm calling you, you are also what? Owing me. So I'm owing you $30,000, you are owing me $30,000. So let us watch. And change it like that. A $30 is on my neck, $30 is also what? On your neck. So everything was. But, okay, I'm owing you $30,000, you are owing me $40,000. That means what? It's only $30 that's worth a change. That means you balance me $10,000. So that is also permissible. I share with you the opinion of Allah Ta'ala and some other scholars have said. Please call after power. That is, you leave what you have on you. You also leave what you what is contained. And that balance.
In terms of exchange of currency, and you said that there must be a representative from both sides. We did so many now, hand to hand, equal to equal, and as it is revealed, in most of the leaders involving this foreign exchange currency.
Okay.
So, the trade on positions. So, I'm thinking the question is, can a Muslim partake in such, or how does he get to
mean foreign?
No, foreign exchange currency. So can a Muslim use that or as an occupation?
Now there is something wrong with it, as long as it's fulfilling hand to hand equal to the currency of the same currency. In general the same currency hand to hand, as long as that is fulfilled, so it is permissible to partake in the exchange of currencies.
So how does it mean to change the commission?
Which commission? Tell me now.
Okay. It means to have that money. Okay.
But the one that is around is the one that is called that of the internet, and because it's a forex to what they call on spot to them, at least we do. We debate for about 2 days or so. So the issue of hand to hand is not here. Couple of things that are also attached to it, like a bank loses somebody to trade in forex, so you say they give you the loan of 10 million naira to be traded in forex. So those people will be managing that thing. At the same time, they are losing it. So they will get this their own commission from it. And there is no cash that they are trading with. So this is another area to that. That's why the forex is haram. Only money. Yes. Unless if what you are doing is being is not that big for you. No. In public and before you. The new in the scripture, Allah
is in public.
Yes, I want to believe in them. You should believe in them. There are books of Allah called Bible, called the Injil, called the Torah. So you have to believe in them. But if you believe in them, what means was you should be implementing them. The Quran has told you that the Quran is Muhaymin. It's what you will teach everything. So likewise, Allah has told you that what you have to put a kelna in Ba'ad Nawabi, that the author, what is in the book. So likewise, the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad that the person called Umar of Allah knew, he saw him reciting a copy of Torah and said, I'm how we put a kelna in Qatar. Even Qatar, this is what you want to be using your time for. But let me not see here, I swear that the one in this time is my school. That for you to be here, then you got an opinion. I'm brought white and what's here. Now, I'm not going to come higher, now I'm saying that you are. If you go to the land, you will not have any other option than to pull what I've got. So in terms of implementing the law, it is what you have in the Quran and the Sunnah that you implement. But in terms of believing that there are scriptures revealed before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have believed that. And you also have believed that all those scriptures have been tampered with, because that is very important.
No,
Well, it depends on what we get to do. Is there singing? What do they by singing? Are they drumming and the like?
Yes.
And that situation, why is not supposed to be sitting and gathering? But as for mentioning the name of Allah, so that is another thing. So if they are not drumming and they are singing, or let's say they are, one should get off from that and to fall under making church of the Lord of the verse of Allah. But if they are not making verses of the Quran as songs, then they are just mentioning the name of Allah while they are singing. So we won't say what this is making church of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we have poems that contain the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing is that are they drumming? If they are not drumming, there is nothing wrong with that. But if they are drumming, then in that case, it is not permissible to remain here. So Allah, unless it is just the camp between the young people, the young girls that are beating doof. something like small bandits. So small girls that are doing that, this is coincidence.
There are some instances that.
Lord of Allah, people saying Allah Nashra, Sadrak, and this is making just for the Lord of Allah, the work of Allah, want to make a seat in that place. Unless if you want to correct. If you don't have the ability to correct, then you're sitting here in the last question. I'm very sorry to be the architecture of the equipment. Next week, there will be hardcore, because Marka is going to have a seminar Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Then the following Sunday, again, I'm sorry, I'm not going to around inshallah, so I'll be taking outside the leaders. So we'll meet him inshallah. Okay. Oh, sorry, is this better than Delhi or than Sorry, please.
Thank you.